This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. All right. Thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number today and every day on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. Especially want to know how you're dealing with this craziness. And if you have questions, success stories, comments, anything you'd like to chat about in the world of health and nutrition, anything in the world of health, nutrition, / politics and government, because that's what we're going through today. Health, nutrition meets government and corporatocracy. And it's getting harder and harder every day to maintain, to try not to be ticked off. But it's important not to be ticked off, even though it is hard not to be it is hard not to be ticked off. I'm noticing a divide here. I'm not sure if you are. I see a divide between two kinds of people. People who are waking up to the dishonest, inherently dishonest. It's built into the nature of government to be mendacious and dishonest and to lie. It's just part of the territory. It's like that old joke, how do you know he's lying? Because his mouth is moving. Well, how do you know they're lying? Because they're the government. They lie. That's what they do. It's always been that way, and it'll always be that way. It's probably been that way since we first had government, since Sumeria. You know, the Sumerian government just appeared. Nobody knows how that happened. The Sumerian Empire just appeared. Nobody knows how that happens. That's a whole other story. Anyway, the mendacious nature of government is built in, and there are people who are waking up to it. More and more, there are people who are waking up to the nefarious nature and the sneaky nature of multinational corporations that push agendas by spreading messages, as well as big medicine. And people are waking up. Now, if you've been listening to this program, you know we've been talking about it forever. You've probably thought about it forever, but your neighbors are starting to wake up. Lots more people are waking up here. So there's a divide. There's a divide between people who are beginning to critically think or who are critically thinking and deciding for themselves, people who resent being lied to, and even worse, who resent being told what to do by those whom they know are liars. And on the other side of the divide are zombies. They look human, but they don't have the most important human quality, which is the quality to think about thinking, to think about how they're thinking. That's called critical thinking. Thinking about how you're thinking. Meta-thinking. Thinking about thinking. And there are, most of the world is not meta-thinkers. They're not up quite up to the task of thinking critically. But more and more, these robot zombies are beginning to wake up. And I have personally been trying to lay low here. I have been not trying to get, because it's easy to fall into anger. I don't want to fall into anger. But it's harder and harder not for me to speak up here. I've smelled a rat since day one. My first clue was the lockstep nature of all of the media, or the mainstream media, I should say, along with government and big business. It was all one-pointed, coherent,
Everybody was talking about the same thing, and even if they were sort of questioning it, they were still questioning it as if it was real. They were questioning it as if the basic assumptions of, I don't even want to get into it, but there's basic assumptions that they're real, and then they question after the basic assumptions. They question what, perhaps they question about the causes of the coronavirus. The issue is not the causes of the coronavirus, whether it's Wuhan meat or China or some kind of sneaky weapon. The issue is, what's going on here, the issue is a entrenchment of the medical model /big medicine/big government. There's an entrenchment here. We are now deifying the doctors, and this is what the new world is going to be like. Doctors are, and vaccines, by the way, and drug companies. People are screaming about drug companies, for drug companies to come up with a vaccine. So it's on the way. Follow the money. Follow the power. Use common sense. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but it's important to be reminded. Think about it. What is it with Dr. Birx, who is the doctor, the COVID response coordinator? What is it with her saying, we have a liberal interpretation of COVID deaths? Literally, those are her words. I've watched her say this. We are allowing a liberal interpretation, her words, quote, liberal interpretation of COVID deaths. That means if you get hit by a car and they think you have coronavirus, guess what it says on your death certificate? And even then, there's only 26,000 deaths, half of which are in New York. New York State, half of which, half the deaths, not quite half the deaths, a third of the deaths, maybe. Let me think here. What did I just read the numbers? 26,000 people have died, maybe 10,000 of them live in New York. And then if you throw in New Jersey and California and a couple other states, you get two-thirds of the deaths. And Wyoming, one death. Virginia, 100 deaths. Washington, 200 deaths maybe. Very small numbers. Ones, twos, 100, 300. California has 700 deaths. Going by memory here, I don't remember. Put my list. Is it really? Do we really need to lose all our freedoms and rights for this? This is craziness. This is utter craziness. But you don't want to fall into anger. That's the trick. You do not want to fall into anger. The world we see is a reflection of us. It's a reflection of our state of mind. So we must be, to have created this as a culture, and if it's showing up in your life, to have created it as an individual, we have to take responsibility for our own creations. We've created a government that lies. We have accepted it on whatever level. Mentally, we've accepted it. We've created it mentally. All the world we see is a projection. Perception is projection. If we have fear and we have lying and we have dishonesty and totalitarianism and all the things that come along with it, we have to own it. At the bottom, at the base of it, at the base of anger, you're always going to find fear. This whole thing is about fear. Fear, 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 false evidence appearing real. Or as Anthony Robbins had another acronym, I forgot what he said. But anyway, false evidence appearing real. Fear. At the base of this is fear. If we live our lives in fear, fear will show up in our lives. If we live our lives in fear, fear will show up in our lives. And at the base of this is fear, whether it's fear of the virus or it's fear of the government. Or it's fear of our neighbors, or it's fear of anything. It's a manifestation or a projection that's coming from us, and we want to own that. That's where power comes from. Power comes from owning everything in your world, whatever that is. That's how you become powerful in your life. And if you're truly interested in becoming powerful in your life, that is being a creator in your life, which I believe is an ultimate goal for human beings, is to become more and more powerful and conscious as a creator. You have to own that whatever shows up in your life is yours. Even if a car goes across four lanes of traffic and hits you and you're just standing there minding your own business, you own your reality. Not whether it's correct or incorrect or right or wrong, but whether it's powerful or not powerful, whether it makes you powerful as a creator or doesn't. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Check out our Truth Treatment products at TruthSkinHealth.com, TruthSkinHealth.com, I'm sorry, TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. And we have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, so we'll get your phone calls this segment. We're going to talk about lung health. And four key nutrients that are important for lung health with Stuart Tomk. And that's at the bottom of the hour. 844-236-6010 is our number. And we'll be back after this.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben here. Got Stuart Tompk, T-O-M-C, Tompk, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk lung health. We're going to talk about nutrition in the lungs, 4 key nutrients to fortify your lungs. It's with Stuart Tompk, bottom of the hour. If you have calls, if you have questions, we'll take your calls, 844-236-6010, or comments, 844-236-6010. Or if you want to just share what's going on in your life with this whole craziness, how you're dealing with people wearing masks and running around like chickens with their head cut off and watching the news. Don't watch the news. That's some good advice right there. Don't watch the news. There's nothing you're going to get out of the news except the narrative. That's a very important word, by the way, narrative. A narrative is a story that's being told. And we have a narrative now. Trying to deduce what the narrative is. Work with the narrative. If somebody is trying to pump you with a narrative, there's something going on. There's an agenda going on. When there's a narrative that's this coherent, there's a major agenda going on. Anyway, it's Sewer Talk, bottom of the hour, and then I also want to remind you to check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all the longevity products, and the Join the Team link that you can click on to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. Checks are going up, folks. People are buying product. And if you have a longevity business now, you know what I'm talking about. People are buying supplements now. And this might be one of the things that comes out of all of this, might be a desire for people to take care of their health their own way, with the obvious impotent nature of the medical model for dealing with this so-called virus. So now's the time to do it, folks. You don't want to be saying, I wish I did. That's what happens a lot of times in the network marketing. People say, I wish I did before it got really big. Well, now's your opportunity. It is getting big now, but you can still get on, if not on the ground floor, you can get on the first or second floor, and that's a good thing, too. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so I found this little chart here. I'm not going to talk about this. I got something else I want to talk about, too. But I found this little chart here about deaths. 10,000. There's a total of 26,000 deaths. That's as of today. 26,000 deaths. 26,059, exactly. 10,842 of them in New York. Another 1,768 in Michigan. Flint, I imagine, it has a large concentration of people, although I don't see that. Louisiana, 1,000 people. Illinois, 800 people. California, 700 people. Massachusetts, 900 people. Rough numbers here. But most of the country, 80 people in Rhode Island, 120 people in North Carolina, 387 people in Indiana, 43 people in Delaware, 32 people in Arkansas, 39 people in Idaho. You notice the cleaner states like Idaho and Arkansas and New Hampshire, I didn't say they're clean, I said cleaner states, don't have the same problems that they do in Illinois and Louisiana and Michigan. So what are we talking about here? Maybe we're not even talking about viral infection. Maybe we're talking about pollution. Maybe we're talking about nasty water. Anyway, critical thinking, folks. All right, I want to talk about bile. I've always been fascinated with bile. Galen famously called bile one of the three major fluids in the body. Four. He separated out bile into green bile and black bile, and along with phlegm and blood. And he understood that there was something bile was doing that was really important. Galen was a Greek physician in the year 100-200 AD, and he's somewhere in there. And he said that all health is based on what he called the four humors. The four humors are black bile, yellow bile, phlegm, and blood. And so he considered bile to be half of the four humors. There are three humors, technically, because bile was both number three and number four. And I don't know if he talked about bile in the digestive system, but he should have. And I know he didn't talk about bile in the detoxification system, because we still don't talk about that. Even if you know about bile as a digestive fluid that's important for breaking down fats, liberating fats, you probably didn't know that bile is also a very important detoxification substance. And the more drugs you're on, prescription drugs or otherwise, and the more crap you're eating, and that includes processed food as well as food allergens and food toxins if you have a problem that way, the sludgier your bile is going to be, and the more likely you're going to be to have dirty, sludgy bile-induced gallstones or gallbladder problems. 500,000 gallbladders are taken out of the people in this country every year. 500,000 of them. 2.5 million people complain of gallbladder problems every year. We got a serious problem with gallbladders in this country. 2.5 million compared to whatever the number is of the coronavirus. And this is the whole idea of risk perspective. You got 500,000 gallbladders taken out. You got 600,000 confirmed cases of coronaviruses. Why don't we have a gallbladder czar? Anyway, gallbladder pain is absolutely unspeakably, horrifyingly miserable. And even if you don't have, it's the gallbladder is in the upper right-hand part of your body, upper right abdomen. If you ever experience it, you know it's you'll want your gallbladder out if you experience the pain. But even if you don't have the pain, just the misery after fatty meals, the bloating and the gas and the discomfort and the diarrhea and the constipation, just anything that can happen, anything that can go wrong in the digestive system can happen secondary to dirty, sludgy bile. Keeping the bile clean is critical, and using supplements that help make bile or help you keep the bile clean is also critical. And that means for not only detoxification, but because of the relationship between detoxification and the immune system, that means taking care of your bile is really important for fighting infections, such as the so-called coronavirus. There are hidden strategies we can employ to make ourselves stronger and more resilient, and that's how we want to handle life. So get on your ultimate enzymes, because taking bile salts is one of the most effective ways to support your own bile. Taking digestive enzymes is a great way to support your own bile. And you can take digestive enzymes, of course, in our Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity, which you can find at criticalhealthnews.com, brightsideben.com, or pharmacistben.com. Or also bromelain and papain, which are in the Ultimate Enzymes. Papain is. I think bromelain is too, actually. Yeah, bromelain and papain. You can eat lots of pineapple, and you can eat lots of papaya. Kiwi also has good digestive enzymes in it. In fact, most fruits, especially citrus fruits, will have enzymes that will support digestion. I shouldn't say most, but a lot of them that you wouldn't necessarily think of. That's why indigenous cultures and traditionally even we would slice up fruits and put them on meat. Slice up papaya and put it on meat. The proteases, the protein digestive protein digesting enzymes, are really important for, really helpful for digesting meat. In fact, you may have heard of something called Adolf's meat tenderizer. Well, what do you think that is? It's papaya enzyme, papain. And that same reaction that happens with meat happens with clots and fibers, fibrous kind of tissue that can be floating around the blood or can be in various parts of your body. It helps break that down. The protease helps break down fibers, helps break down fibrosis, which can be involved with pain. So that makes digestive enzymes great for pain relief, in addition to being important for digestion and for bile and for the immune system. There's other ways to support bile production. You can use Swedish bitters. And by the way, I did my moment of truth on bile, and I'll probably do a couple more in the next few days anyway. Moments of truth you can get on our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. All right, we have Stuart Topp talking about lung health and nutrients for the lungs coming up in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Expected to fall because of the pandemic, retail sales are down more than analysts expected. Retail sales in March were down 8.7%. That down from February's revised 0.4% drop. It's the biggest decline on record and a sign that the coronavirus is hurting the economy even more than anticipated. Analysts had forecast a 6.5% decline. Stocks have been sent tumbling in early trading on Wall Street at that report from the Commerce Department. Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs all reporting more than 45% losses in the first quarter of the year. Senator Elizabeth Warren is formally endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden for president. In an email to backers, Warren noted Biden's decades of public service. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 84423. We got a guest coming up on the hour, so hold on to your calls. Stuart Tonk is going to talk to us about lung health. And Stuart has been involved with functional medicine for a while. He's got some interesting things to say about the four nutrients. Or I guess you wouldn't say nutrients. The four new, supplemental strategies you can use for improving your health of your lungs. What's up, Stuart? Stuart Tonk. Do we have Stuart?
How are you?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
Well, you sound like you'd had your coffee this morning, that's for sure. So, listen, Stuart, what do you think about the craziness that's going on in the world?
Well, I think it changes from day to day for me. I was just driving in today listening to Professor Christian Dorsten. I don't know if you're familiar with his work out of the Institute of Virology. His podcast is called Das Coronavirus Update.
Okay. What's he saying?
And it shot to number one in Germany on Apple on podcast. It's really worth a listen. Now, that's in German. However, we can all listen to This Week in Virology. TWIV, This Week in Virology.
Okay.
And he's saying basically that we've got an influenza type of SARS that
uh-huh.
we have no natural immunity to, no treatments and no vaccines.
Uh-huh.
And so that puts us back into the prevention, control of our attitude. Fear
Good.
Shuts down the immune system.
Good job, man. That's what we talk about all the time on this program. I love that. So that you want to take care of it yourself, basically. I mean, the immune system and the body's ability to handle things is really pretty remarkable when you start to dig deep in it, apparently, and based on your research and what I'm reading here, you've done that. I mean, we have an ability to be strong through nutrition, through mental strategies, emotional strategies, spiritual strategies, all of that. So your thing is nutrition, though. Your thing is dietary supplements and functional foods. You got 20 years of experience in the natural health, nutritional health industry. You're also an educator, and you're also an expert. And I have to tell you, I've been studying this for many, many years myself on CBD. And I'm really fascinated to hear what you have to say about cannabidiol, which has taken the country and even the world by storm here in the last 18, 24 months or so. So tell us a little bit about the lungs, first of all, and then what we can do non-nutritionally for the lungs, and then let's get into what you call the four key nutrients for building lung health and immunity. What's the deal with the lungs? Incredible organ, really remarkable organ.
Well, when we look at the combination of these viruses that we're talking about, these rhinoviruses, they sort of live up in the nose. They can get lodged up in the nose. They can get into the throat. There may be sort of a different species of virus that's in the throat that's in the lungs. The point is, it's the first line of defense. So lung health, irrespective of what's going on today, let's say it's the common cold or you're traveling a lot or you're working a lot, stress hormones shut down the immune system so that you can run for your life. And lungs, one of our medical advisors, Colonel Dr. Michael Lewis, I don't know if Colonel Lewis has ever been on your show.
No,
he said to me, most people when they are in a roadside bomb, if they don't die from the blast initially, they succumb to blast lung, which is just...
Oh my gosh. What, from being scared?
Yes, and how many people...
Well, wait,
there.
No, hang on. Are you saying just from the sound you make from being scared, that can cause damage to the lung?
Well, no, he's saying if you're not in the immediate blast range, the people that don't succumb to the immediate explosion, what gets the people right outside that range is what's called blast lung, which is just this huge overreaction to the stress and the shock of the experience.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. The lungs are very delicate. Do you know about ventilator deaths? Are you familiar with all the stuff that goes on with ventilators and all 50 to 80% of people on ventilators when they
The issue with that is, as I understand it, and I'm learning this from Joseph Maroon, MD, who's one of our scientific advisors, who's one of the early doctors working with hyperbaric oxygen. They made a discovery back in 1918 during the flu epidemic that the people in the Rockies were dying at a faster rate. They didn't understand altitude sickness and hyperbaric oxygen wasn't available in 1918. So what they're finding with the ventilators, they may not be working like we had hoped that they would because it's the wrong tool. We need hyperbaric oxygen because of the oxygen starvation that happens later on with the cytokine storm. In the lungs, because this is sort of immunosuppressed, there's a lot of immunoability to sort of evade detection, and then it builds up, and then there's the cytokine storm, and then the pneumonia, and then you're gasping for air, and hyperbaric oxygen probably will tell the story over the ventilators.
So we're treating a respiratory problem when it's an oxygen problem, basically. We're treating it like it's a lung problem when it's an oxygen problem. And hyperbaric oxygen is amazing anyway. People could be dying we don't have any idea how they're dying, really.
Brain injury. When you say hyperbaric oxygen, as you know, was used for TBI for a long time.
Yeah.
So that seems to be one of the late stages, this oxygen failure thing. So that's why some of the breathing exercises, basic things we can do. I never thought breathing would be so trendy, all the different schools of breathing online.
Yeah.
And so,
you talk about the lungs
and breathing, and then even a big television celebrity, I won't mention who it was the other day, a news host, was being lectured by Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who was at home during containment, who's sick, And Dr. Gupte said, you need to breathe.
That's great.
Breathe through it.
We talk about breathing a lot. I've been talking about for decades the importance of breathing. I learned about it in pharmacy school in the 80s. Breathing is tricky, though, because you could do it wrong. You could think you're doing it right, and you're actually doing it wrong. So there's like certain techniques ways of doing it. There's a mechanics to it kind of thing. Correct? I mean, you can really mess things up. I have people tell me, oh, I tried breathing, and I hyperventilated, or I got really dizzy. And you know, there's certain ways to do it. Even if you're conscious of that, you could do it wrong.
Oh, I'm no expert, and so thank you for, you know, that's always to be anchored there. There's still so much to learn, but yes, I'll speak for myself. In trying these different breathing techniques as a recovered asthmatic, I've been trying these different breathing techniques, and there's times that I've kind of knocked myself out, or I've been dizzy, or, you know, you might not, I've been driving, trying to do some deep breathing techniques. That's probably not a good idea, driving.
No,
quickly.
That's a great idea. You don't want to be freaked out when you're driving. You want to be nice and relaxed.
No, I'm saying breathing too deeply when you're not
too deeply,
to it yet.
Yeah, that's right. If you breathe too deeply, you can cause a problem, and if you breathe too fast, too rapidly, you can have a problem. So I call it SDR breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic. The body's slow, all three of those. But I want to talk to you about your key nutrients, because there's one of them in particular. I found cannabidiol to be very fascinating, because I'd never thought of that for building lung health, and it's kind of ironic in a way, considering where it's derived from and the whole history of it. But tell us a little bit about these the four nutrients, and especially about the cannabinoids.
Okay, cool. I'll run quick through the basic ones. The reason your grandmother said eat the cruciferous vegetables, and, you know, our doctor knows this, but the layperson may not know that sulfur smell. There's a compound in the cruciferous vegetables that our body uses to make a very powerful free radical quencher called glutathione. And when there's a lot of viral stress or stress in general, any reactive oxygen species, any kind of stress, then there's further depletion of other things like selenium, which you can get from Brazil nuts. So here, if we're eating cabbage and cauliflower, lightly steamed, not overcooked, with some Brazil nuts, there's also selenium in salmon as well. Yes, these things can be derived from supplements, but we all know food should be our medicine until we have to go see the pharmacist, right? And so the reason that I think those would be, they're modifiable things that we can do. So glutathione and selenium. The third one would be...
Hang on, Doc. We got to take a commercial break.
I
want you to talk a little bit about selenium, though, because I like that one, too. Talking to Stuart Tomk, TOMC, about lung health and immunity and COVID. Four key nutrients that build lung health. Cruciferous vegetables, number one. Selenium, number two. We'll take a quick commercial break. Come back with Stuart Tomk right after this. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side.
the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side talking to Stuart Tompkins about lung health and about supplements for the lungs. Stuart Tompk is an educator and a functional foods and dietary supplement expert with 20 years of experience in the health industry. So, Stuart, eat your broccoli and your cauliflower and bok choy, and then make sure you take your selenium. Selenium's got a lot of roles to play, not just for the lungs, but also for the immune system and for glutathione, correct?
It does. It does. In many cases, this stress enhances viral replication, any kind of stress, leading to this amplification feedback loop. So another important parameter for viral replication and the sort of the pathogenicity is actually the nutritional status of us. We are the host. That's what we have control over. So viral infections simultaneously increase the demand for micronutrients that cause their loss, which leads to deficiencies that can be compensated by micronutrient supplementation. Selenium falls square in there among the implicated in viral infection. Selenium has an important role in antioxidant defense, redox signaling, and redox homeostasis. So that's one we need.
Okay, so selenium is also, you can also use it for cold sores, but it helps support the body's ability to deal with these, with opportunistic infections, basically. It prevents deficiencies create opportunities for the infectious agent, correct? Nope. Did we lose? I think we might have lost our guest. And alright, well, we got Stuart Tompk back. If he doesn't come back, I'll tell you what the other two nutrients he's talking about are. One is a polyphenol. And we've talked about polyphenols in the past on this program. Phenols, polyphenols, a phenol is just a ring, a basic, you've seen a million times in chemistry, if you've ever had basic chemistry 101 or even high school chemistry, you've seen these ring structures. That's called a phenol, and a polyphenol is a bunch of rings. And when you have a bunch of rings, you got a bunch of power, especially electrical power. Everything's electrical. And these polyphenols, these ring structures, are tremendously electrical. They're so electrical that they can have an effect on light. And this effect on light creates color. They have a color-producing effect. They're called chromophores, that is, color producers. And these color producers, these polyphenol color producers, have incredible health benefits, specifically around stress. They are And it's funny because these things are not considered to be essential nutrients because they're in the body in such tiny, tiny quantities. We didn't really consider them essential nutrients, but they're things like the stuff that's in green tea, lycopene in tomatoes, quercetin. Quercetin, in fact, is one of the big ones that you hear about. Resveratrol. I was just reading about one that's in beer or in hops. Plants have them, herbs have them, foods have them, and these polyphenols are probably the hidden secret to longevity, these polyphenols that are found in fruits and veggies, because we don't consider them, and even in meats and dairy, actually, in eggs, they're found everywhere. Meats, obviously, because plants animals are eating the plants. Fish have them. They're everywhere. In fact, they, to me, are the hidden aspect of nutrition that is underappreciated and unfortunately marginalized when it comes to our consideration of essential nutrients. You know, we always talk about 90 essential nutrients, and it's true, there's 90 essential nutrients that they know of, but these flavonoids or polyphenols, these color-producing agents that are found throughout the plant world and the animal world, that don't get the cred, they don't get the props for being essential nutrients, in terms of how they help the cell handle stress, they should be, in my opinion, considered essential nutrients. And there's zillions of them, with a Z, zillions. And one of them, Mr. Top, we've got you back on. Do we have Stuart on? Stuart? I don't think we have Stuart. So anyway, one of them is called quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, and quercetin has got a reputation for being in onions, but it's found throughout nature, and it's really, really, really important for the stress system, the immune system, and specifically for as an antiviral. It's been used to, research has been done on quercetin for the Ebola virus, for HIV, for influenza. You sure we got Stuart? We have Stuart?
Yes, no, I'm here.
Okay, Stuart. We were talking about the phenols and the polyphenols and flavonoids.
Yeah, I was listening to you, and I want to thank you. I've been a professional guest my whole life, Doctor. I was at Nordic Naturals for 10 years. Before that, North American Urban Spice. I've been a professional guest, so I get to read papers all day long. And I've been listening to you before when you were talking about all these carotenoids and these phenolic compounds that are basically essential. They really are.
They really are.
And they're not given the credit that they deserve.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. 100%.
You're the first time I've heard anyone say that on the radio like that, the way that you did. So thank you.
Well, all right. Thank you for understanding that, because it takes one to know one. And we talk about a lot of weird things on this program because I'm a weird guy. But I love chemistry.
I want to come back, please.
Okay. I just love biochemistry and chemistry. It's just an amazing thing. It's so fascinating to me. So quercetin, but now I want you to talk about, and I've been studying CBD for a long time, and I hadn't thought about it for the lungs. So why don't you tell us a little bit about CBD and what you know about it and how it can help improve lung health.
Okay, cool. If you're not familiar with who we are at CV Sciences, we were the first company to publish formal safety toxicology work in the Journal of Toxicology a couple of years ago, establishing the NOEL of no observed adverse effect level. So we're a pharma company. We've been in business since 2014, so we have a consumer product division with CBD. We're not in the THC business, and a drug division. So we always reference the science, and I'm sure you will appreciate this. I can sense already the cannabinoid, the International Association for Cannabinoid Medicines, IACM, they put out a bulletin on the 25th of March. I don't know if you caught it, but it was their statement from the board on the current coronavirus pandemic and the use of cannabinoids, and they wanted to come out and be really clear and say that there is really no evidence that these compounds are by themselves cidal. They're not even going to the point where stress hormones shut down the immune system, you can run for your life. They're just looking at, does anything grow in there? Now, we do know for other bugs that there is a possibility, there's several papers, I'm sure you're well aware of them, that some of these cannabinoids like CBD may be good against, say, MRSA or some gram-negative, gram-positive kind of bacteria. That's a separate issue than viruses. They go on to say there is no evidence that the use of cannabinoids could increase the risk of viral infection because we do know CBD is immunosuppressive at the right dose, and we want it that way. So that's where it becomes a nuanced conversation and not for the layperson.
When you say immune suppressant, though, there's an immune suppressant that shuts down the immune system like prednisone, and then there's immune modulators. that worked for hyperimmunity. They kind of stabilized.
Oh, no, you're right. I was just saying at the dose. When you get to the right dose,
like,
there's no question that, like, the latest thinking might be that even the low-grade non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, the low-grade steroids, rather, even in the nose. I was listening to this on the This Week in Virology just the other day. The latest thing might be overblown fear of ibuprofen. The real issue may be you don't want to spray steroids up in your nose during a time where you're going to suppress viral. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely makes sense, 100%. Now CBD is interesting because there's a very important relationship between the cortisol system, the stress system, and
now we're on to something that I think is big, that, you know, stress hormones stop immune function and, you know, cause all these kind of aberrant cytokine activity. We all know when you're sick that you're exhausted because you allocate all this energy, and we all know fear was never designed for 24 hours a day. So eat food that's good for you, take supplements if they're appropriate, and really watch what you're thinking. I mean, that's really where I think the Bruce Lipton school of epigenetics and above the genes, that's where he's right on.
Oh, absolutely. The power of the mind and the power of thoughts and emotions, and I add spirituality, and we call SMEP, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. The power of the upper, the spiritual, mental, emotional, I will say upper, of those levels have to be taken advantage of and leveraged, or you're leaving a lot of good health on the table. In fact, even worse, because if you're not in control of those things, it's very easy to fall into fear, especially what's going on today. Well, you're a very wise man, Stuart Tom. I enjoyed talking to you. We didn't get to talk about the cannabinoids as much. I'm a pharmacist. I can't take credit for being
I love
MD.
Pharmacists. You know why? Because you know pharmacokinetics and drug-to-drug interaction. Maybe
the
next
molecule.
Time, let's do a deep dive on CBD and drug interaction.
Let's do it. I'm going to talk to Dave over there. Dave might be listening. I want to give Dave a call. Or no, Crystal. I'll give Crystal a call, and we'll set you up again, because that was very, very informative, and you and I are on the same page, Mr. Tom. Give us the name of your company again.
It's CV Sciences, Charlie Victor Sciences. I have a new YouTube page. I'd like your
nice.
Thoughts. I have original content. CV Sciences on YouTube, Charlie Victor Sciences on YouTube, original content with skeptics and doctors that are all PhDs and MDs.
I love it. I'm going to check it out today. Thank you so much. It's been great talking
to you.
Thank you
very much.
We'll talk again. Take
care.
All right. That was Stuart Tomp. Very interesting. I'm not the only guy out there saying these things, that's for sure. CV, I'm going to check out his website here. CV, what was it? CV something. I forgot what he said. CV Sciences. CV Sciences. That's his YouTube channel. All right. That's it for today. Thank you for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our website's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And then Truth Skin Health products can be had at truthtreatments.com. Please sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. Golden opportunity to start a business. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.